Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you are the winner of the cash machine, do you have any idea how you might manage it? Well, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul and Fairstone with us here in studio today. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
€310,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
what, it is.
Where, like, I suppose, and for people maybe listening today that maybe have a retirement lump sum, yep, or if they've come into money, or maybe they've just managed to, you know, to save it up over the years, whatever amount they have. Is pensions, is that really the best place to go? Yeah, to try and get something back in it.
It depends. So from a pension planning point of view, really good question, first of all. From a pension planning point of view, I think let's talk about retirement plans. So retirement planning usually comes from people who have pensions, they might have property, might have inheritance, cash in the bank. Actually, they usually amass some assets by the time they get to 65 years of age. A pension is without doubt the easiest way to build wealth in Ireland, just purely from a tax point of view. So for every time you put money into the pension, if you're on the higher rate of income tax, the revenue will fund it by 40% and the lower by 20%, lower rate of income tax. So, which is a phenomenal return on your money already. And then it grows tax-free for decades, potentially, depending on your age profile. So unlike the likes of shares or even deposit accounts that have DIR tax or shares that might have capital gains tax or deemed disposal, if you're looking at an exit tax situation, they don't have that in pension. So they grow tax-free. So you get a lot of bang for your buck. So it's the easiest way to build wealth. Obviously, the biggest thing here, though, is that, you know, you can't access till you're 60 years of age. So pension is just a savings account, and typically speaking from 60 years of age. But actually, a lot of people don't realise, if you have a previous company pension plan, so I started my career in this industry in Irish Life. When I left Irish Life, I would have had the pension plan from Irish Life.
Yeah.
You can access that from 50. So you can leave. You can actually access preserved benefits from company pension plans from 50 years.
Sorry,
of age.
So the company pension that you've left, if you're
no longer paying into it,
you can access that earlier.
Yeah, and not a lot of people know that. So when we're doing financial planning for clients, sometimes you can. No, it's not always great to access. And everyone's going to be different, but you could access and maybe put the kids through college, maybe clear a lump sum off your mortgage, and then re-put in your mortgage contribution with tax refund to the pension. There's loads of cool things you can do with these products once you know the ins and outs of them. I think for Ireland, it's really difficult that we have so many different products. So we have, that'd be typically a company pension, you've got executive pension, you've now got retail master trusts, you have what's called an ARFA retirement, an approved retirement fund, you have a PRSA, personal pensions. We didn't really do a good job of keeping it simple for people.
No, it's
where if you go to America, everyone will talk about topping up your 401k automatically, or even in the UK, they talk about the same type of pension. So we've made it very complex, but it's just a savings account that gets an awful lot of tax relief. And actually, have some figures. I mean, if you
give us examples.
So, give an example of what you need to retire, what you think you need. It kind of goes in the very minimum, right the way up to the maximum you can do. So the minimum we'd like to say to people is to have around 130k in a pot. Now, it's not a lot, to be fair, 130k when you break it down, but it's a kind of minimum standard to get to. And then,
sorry, that's 130,000 in the pot. Yeah. Like people to have that in the pot.
Just a very, very basic pension.
For when you're 60 years of age.
Yeah, 65.
Sorry, and 65
that,
years of age.
That goes on top, Andrew, of the state pension. The state pension is 15.5 grand per annum now. So then you have your private pension with 130k in it. You take a lump sum of 25% of that out, which is 32.5k, and it will give you about 5 grand a year, just under 5 grand a year. So that with the state pension is 20. We think that's the absolute minimum that people require when they get there.
Sorry, that's assuming then you've no mortgage repayments at this
stage. That's assuming you've no mortgage repayments. And you see here, I mentioned the 32,000 tax-free lump sum. Now, the best you can do is, the maximum you can put in from the revenue today is 2 million. That's increasing to 2.8 million by 2029. So to give you the contrast, if you wanted to get the maximum into the pension plan, which is the 2 million up to 2.8, let's look at the 2 million for today's rates. You'd have to contribute 2,000 a month. Now, that's great for really high income earners or business owners. They can usually find that achievable. So 2,000 a month into the pension over 25 years at 8% growth will give you about that 2 million by the time you get to 65. But if you only want to start at the bottom of that ladder, trying to maximise up there to get to 130k, you'd only require to put in 136 euro and you get tax relief on that. So like it's only 80 quid a month or 20 quid a week after tax if you're on the higher rate of income tax. It is achievable for a lot of people that think they can't get there because of lack of information or lack of financial planning. But it is easy to start, and then you're hoping to compound it once you start the pension plan. That's what the main thing is.
I often hear people talking about this. Like, was it regardless of income, right? Yes. Whatever listeners are earning, what percentage should we pay into the pension each month?
Yeah, this is a really good question. There's never a one size fits all because everyone's going to be different. Listen, this morning, the average company pension plan in Ireland is about 5 and 5, where the employer pays in 5 and the employee pays in 5, which would be a total of 10. So, and you see auto enrollment coming in now, obviously. So I think it's in around maybe 8 to 10% per annum. If, but that's if you have an employer help me with the 5%. If you don't have the employer,
so
with
if
the 5%,
you don't, then
even your own 5% is fine. But like I said, that €80 is well under 5% for the vast majority of people in Ireland. If you can put in €20 per week, that gets you. Now that's basically 40 years of age and over 25 years. To be fair, but it was started at €20 a week. You can start to get on the ladder. But like I said, you're trying to up it then. I mean, realistically, we think people for a really comfortable level of retirement need in between 350 and 550,000 in the pension plan. And your contributions are going to be ranging from about 200 to 350 a month after tax. So it can be a heavy hit to people. But the big problem is, remember, I mentioned the state pension of €15,500. Back in 1995, there was five people working for every one person that was retired. Now, as we go towards 2051, we look at it, so I'm in my 40s, so by the time I get to retirement age, there's expected to be 2.5 people paying into the PRSI. So it's going to half. The pool of people contributing towards PRSI is going to half. So there's massive pressure on that state pension. Yeah. It's not going to be there. Like, I'm 44. When I get to 65, I'm well expecting that to be, sorry, it's already pushed out to 68. It will be 70, if not even after 70 years of age. So I think we're trying to get across is having a financial planning consultation. You have to look at your pension, you have to look at your mortgage, you have to look if you're renting, should you be prioritising getting a deposit for a house and getting on the ladder? Because if you're going to rent forever and never buy a property, you're going to need a massive pension plan, because what happens when you get to 65, 66 or even 70 if you stop working? So it's not the concern, but it's more get a consultation, make sure you're speaking to a financial planner that can really help you identify what your retirement looks like. Is it inheritance? A lot of people receive inheritance, don't like talking about it, but they probably will. So it might need to be a panic situation, but doing something is often better than doing nothing, even if it's a small amount.
Just on the topic of pensions, listeners getting in touch with questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Texter says, I have about €700,000 in cash. I'm wondering, is the best idea to put this into a pension as a lump sum?
Well, you can't. So you're actually stuck with some revenue limits. So revenue only that you put in is percentage of your salary.
Each year.
So for argument's sake, if you're 40 years of age plus is 25% of your salary, and it's capped at a maximum salary of €115,000. So that's the first thing that person has to listen to. So they could put it in over a number of years. And to be fair, with anyone with a lump sum, if they have got a big salary or any type of salary, especially in the higher income tax, they're going to make contribution to the pension, and revenue are going to send them back a refund of 40% of that contribution. So that person can get 20 to 30,000 per year over the next 10 or 15 years. But the cash should probably be invested. I'm not sure what the person's age profile is, but you'd be looking at that from a very high level financial plan. You'd invest the money, and then every year you'd contribute into the pension plan to maximise the tax relief, and then grow it in the pension plan with the right investment structure. So yeah, you won't get it all in. It might take you time, but I'm not sure again what their age is. They're 65, they're not going to do it in 5 years, more than likely.
Listener says, I'm 52 years of age, Paul. I'm paying €400 a month into an AVC. I just started doing this in January. I'm wondering how much you might suggest suggest I should be paying in, if you think this mightn't be enough.
To be honest, again, it's very hard to tell. So an ABC is what's called an additional voluntary contribution. So that means the person already has a company pension plan, which is great. So if they have, or
this is just an extra top up.
Yeah, there's an extra top up. Yeah, or else they're public sector and they can make an ABC on top of their kind of defined benefit from the state. So €400 is a good amount of money, to be fair, at that age profile. But again, depending on what your structure is, are you a public sector, private sector? Can you retire early? It's very difficult to do in the public sector. If you're going to retire early, you want to make sure your mortgage is cleared as well, maybe, if you have a mortgage. And if you are a private sector as well, you will be able to retire early, probably at 60 or 55, whatever you want. So it depends on what the end goal is. I don't think you just need to put money in just to put money in. You need to have a goal in mind. Is it to retire early? Is it to help you clear the mortgage, a tax-free lump sum? And that's where the financial planning piece comes in. So it's very rarely it's just a pension consultation for someone, because you need to have all the facts and figures of everything else in their life. Yeah. And also what they want in retirement age. What level of income do they want? What type of lifestyle do they want? Do they want to travel? I mean, if you're someone that's supposed to sit at home.
But you see, this is the thing. Like, you hear so many people, even they get in touch with the show, and they'll talk about like their plans for retirement and what they hope to do. But if you're somebody that is leaving all your world travel till 65 plus.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in that at all.
But this, but this 20,000 minimum you're saying that we need to survive in pension age.
Not going anywhere. Yeah, yeah. No, 20,000 euro, you're not. I mean, 20,000 euro, you're just going to be paying your bills and putting food on the table. That's what I think is an absolute minimum. If you have that, sorry, if you put that 120,000, 130,000 is the minimum. So yeah, I think overall, it's a difficult one for people because you need to really examine what you want your life to be at a retirement age, find out where you are now and what you can do to help it. But I've also seen some circumstances where we stopped ABCs for clients and got them to overfund the mortgage because, again, especially for public sector workers, they usually typically need 40-year service to have the full pension. So if they can get out on time as in from work, the pension should be able to reduce the mortgage. So, or else you take that 400 euro and overpay your mortgage and make sure your mortgage is cleared before you retire.
I
so
know.
It's half a chicken and egg situation as well, but everyone's going to be different.
Do many people, I wonder, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. There's more and more questions coming in. Do many people tend to get financial advice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'd be doing a few hundred consultations on a weekly basis now at this stage, ranging from salaries from maybe around the 50,000 mark right up to the 150,000, 200,000 mark for people. So it's a massive in-demand service at the moment, financial planning. And again, that's the thing with pension planning. So everyone will ask about pensions. Because it's the one thing that really keeps them up. But you have to bring everything in. You have to look at the kids. You need to look at inheritance. You need to look at, again, the mortgage, what other savings, investment accounts they have. Some people might also get made redundant before retirement or could get made redundant, which will give them a tax-free lump sum. So there's all these questions that need to be asked alongside the pension plan. Yeah, so it's only one part of the puzzle.
Okay. Listener says, I work freelance. I'd love to start a pension. I'm wondering what's the best route to go down and will I get tax credits as a freelance worker?
Yeah. Okay. So as a freelance worker, technically self-employed, this year for the income you earn in 2026, you're not going to pay any income tax until October 2027. So you're 10 months after the year end. So between now and next October, they can make a pension contribution. So let's just take a figure. Say they're earning more than 44,000. If they make a 10,000 euro contribution to their pension, say, they're going to get 4,000 euro back from the revenue or reduce their tax bill by 4,000 euro next October. I'd always recommend people try and fund their pension on a monthly basis rather than doing one lump sum at the end of the year, the end of October. So yeah, it depends. You have to obviously, sometimes you meet freelancers and self-employed people that mightn't be earning enough income to be paying tax. You have to be careful. There's no point to, like, the pension's great. It is a saving fund, but it's only really the tax relief that you want out.
Yeah.
So not if you're not paying enough income tax. But again, you're probably better than nothing, even that kind of 20 euro per week going in to get you that. It depends what the rate profile is. At 40 years of age, I mentioned, it's 130k projected at retirement age. So, and that retirement is 65 years of age. But again, a consultation will look at that to find out what your best option is. Again, I keep saying this, I really prioritise it. Today's day and age, I think the property thing has to be a priority as well. So if that person hasn't got a property, it hasn't got on the property ladder, fine if they're in social housing or something, but they're not and they're still renting. I always have a debate with clients on which is better here, fund for the pension or fund for a deposit on the property ladder, because the longer you leave it, the way property prices are going, it's getting so difficult on the ladder, the longer it's going to take you and the more likely you're going to have a mortgage of 70 years
of age. The thing, the implication of, drawing it down later as well.
You see lenders going to 80 years of age now. Now you have to have a pension to qualify for those mortgages. So, you know, it's getting longer and longer. So trying to prioritise, I would say, a house over the pension is probably a good idea for a lot of younger listeners.
Listener says, I find these financial conversations actually just make me feel so depressed. I'm in my late 40s. I'm still renting. I'm married. I've no kids. I've no savings. I've one pension mismanaged. Very new pension started, but realistically I feel like I've nothing. It makes me despair for my retirement, relying on what I might inherit, but it might not be enough either for anything. Who knows?
So like, that's
advice have you for
a lot of people feel like that. Yeah. And I can honestly say a financial planning consultation will ease the burden there. And the reason being is that sometimes it's okay not to be okay today with your finances. But if you look at the financial plan, combine the old mismanaged pension, the new pension, you might find that you have relatively a good amount of money by 65, but you're looking at it today and it seems small. But you've got a couple of decades to compound it and add in more contributions. So an awful lot of people walk away from financial planning consultations feeling an air of relief and feeling some way, okay, I've got this. I might be where I am today, especially with people that might have young kids in creche, have a mortgage repayment. They're not supposed to be flush with cash.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be under pressure. There's a lot going on in their life. So the financial plan, showing them what's like even in 5 years and the kids go to school and they stop going to creche, the creche fees come down, they can plan or they can move house then. And there's so many options. But we're always putting ourselves under pressure because we're comparing into the future, but we're looking at today's reality. And that's the problem. You need to look at where you are today and then get a proper forecast or a cash flow analysis of where you're going to be at retirement age and right the way through.
How do I want this to look at 65 and 70?
If we am going to get inheritance, how does it look? Is there inheritance tax to pay? Is there a way to protect against the inheritance tax? What's the move you need to make today to protect your future?
If you want to listen back to our chat conversations with Paul about even just starting up savings accounts, the best way to save, just making the most of your money in general, all of those podcasts are available. They're on the Go Loud app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. Paul, for the moment, we'll talk to you again next Monday. Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone Ireland and personal finance expert. You can get more from Paul as well on social media at Ask Paul.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.